some are morning verses that we do every morning that we put actions to that a couple kids are going to do. Then each day we also have a person who's poet that has to memorize a poem and then say it. That's usually just one person, or else it's a group of people. And then tonight we'll be doing some of our class poems and our morning poems.
And we've also been taking recorder lessons as part of our music, and so some of us will be playing recorder for you. And when we went to the Trillium Festival in Stehekin, we performed the song Baby Beluga, and we'll sing that also. And thanks for coming, and we hope you enjoy.
Accidentally. Once, I didn't mean to, but that was that. I yawned in the sunshine, and I swallowed a gnat. I'd rather eat mushrooms and bullfrog legs. I'd rather have pepper all over my eggs than open my mouth on a sleepy day and close on a gnat going down that way. It tasted sort of salty. It didn't hurt a bit. I accidentally ate a gnat, but that was it. Remember September? Remember September? Before she said goodbye, she taught the youngest robins the way they ought to fly. Remember September? Oh, around the mountain's shoulder, she spread a gypsy shawl and sent a breeze among the trees to sing about the fall. Remember September? Before she went away, she taught the cricket fiddlers the proper tunes to play, and gave a modest maple a dress of red and gold, and showed a mouse a little house to keep her from the cold.
I think this will get really long if we clap after every poem. I think it'd be best if we hold the class till the end.
Cocoon. I'm thinking of a sleeping bag that's very, very small. It may be hanging on a bush or under leaves of fall. It's lined with silk and waterproof, and so it's snug and dry. And someone small who sleeps inside will soon wake up and fly.
An alley cat with one life left. I'm an alley cat with one life left. I started out with 9, but I lost the first one in a knockdown fight with a cat named Frankenstein. The second, it went soon after that to something that I ate. My third went under a garbage truck. I noticed it too late.
While strolling through the zoo one day, I heard an awful roar. I'd strayed into the lion's cage, so much for number 4. I lost my fifth one morning to a ton of falling bricks, and then tumbled from a window ledge and gave up number 6.
My seventh went to a St. Bernard. I was no match for him. My eighth was squandered in a lake. It seems I couldn't swim. So now I'd better watch my step. I'm down to number 9. I'm an alley cat with one life left, and glad that life is mine.
Jimmy Jet and his TV set by Cheryl Silverstein. I'll tell you the story of Jimmy Jet, and you know what I tell you is true. He loved to watch his TV set almost as much as you. He watched all day and he watched all night till he grew pale and lean, from the early show to the late, late show and all the shows between.
He watched till his eyes were frozen wide and his bottom grew into his chair, and his chin turned into a tuning deck. An antenna grew out of his hair.
And his brains turned into TV tubes, and his face turned into a TV screen, and two knobs saying Vert and Horace grew where his ears had been.
And he grew a plug that looked like a tail, so he plugged in little Jim. And now instead of him watching TV, we all sit around and watch him.
Called Sing Spirit Sing by, I guess we don't know the composer.
Telephony. Once there was an elephant who tried to use the telephone. An elephone who tried to use the telephone. Dear me, I'm not certain quite that even now I've got it right. However it was, he got his trunk entangled in the elephunk. The more he tried to get it free, the louder buzzed the telephone. I'd fear I'd better drop the song of Elephlop and Telephone.
No Difference by Shel Silverstein. Small as a peanut, big as a giant, we're all the same size when we turn off the light. Rich as a sultan, poor as a mite, we're all worth the same when we turn off the light. Red, black, or orange, yellow, or white, we all look the same when we turn off the light. So maybe the way to make everything right is for God to reach out and to turn off the light.
Fog by Carl Sandburg. The fog comes on little cat feet overlooking the harbor and city and slowly moves away.
Rain poem by Jack Frost. The rain is like a little mouse, quiet, small, and gray. It pattered around the house, and then it went away. I hear it did not come in until I left the window open and found tracks across the sill.
From Leaves of Grass by Walt Whitman. Now I see the secret of making the best persons. It is to grow in the open air and eat and sleep with the earth. Brian are going to do a duet, and we're going to play it forwards, and while we are going forwards, we're going to play it as tenuto, and when we go backwards, we're going to play it to staccato, and we'll go forwards again and play it tenuto.
Chasing the stars to the tops of the firs, curls down for a nap and purrs and purrs.
Stars or snow?
I saw a cloud with a twisted tail. It wasn't a monkey. It wasn't a whale. It wasn't a bird, though it had a wing. It was just a mixed-up animal thing.
It was eating the moon with its fuzzy jaws
and clutching a star in its furry paws.
And I called to it,
"Please, whatever you are, I wish you would toss me that silvery star. I've traveled by land, I've traveled by land, but I've never held a star in my hand." Then the gray cloud loud growled and lashed its tail. Down came the rain, down came the hail, and at last, as if it were shedding its hair, the white snow cluttered the dizzy air, and I looked at my outstretched hand, and lo, I was holding a million stars of snow.
Sleeping Sardines by Shel Silverstein.
I'm tired of eating just beans, says I, so I opened a can of sardines, but they started to squeak. Hey, we're trying to sleep. We were snuggled up tight till you let in the light. You big silly sap, let us finish our nap. Now close up the lid. So that's what I did. Will somebody please pass the beans?
Popcorn
dance. Pop, hop, hop.
Twirl and twirl and turn around. Leap and spring and bounce and bound. Dance, popcorn dance. Pop, pop, pop.
Sick by Shel Silverstein. Sick. I cannot go to school today, said the little piggy Emma Kate. I have the measles and the mumps, a gas rash and purple bumps. My mouth is wet, my throat is dry. I think I'm going blind in my right eye. My tonsils are as big as rocks. I've counted 16 chicken pox. There's one more. That's 17. Don't you think my face looks green?
My leg is cut, my eyes are blue, it might be instamatic flu. I sneeze and cough, gasp and choke, I'm sure that my left leg is broke.
My hip hurts when I move my chin, my belly button's caving in, my back is wrenched, my ankle's sprained, my appendix pains each time it rains. My nose is cold, my toes are numb, I have a sliver in my thumb. My neck is stiff, my spine is weak, I hardly whisper when I speak. My tongue is filling up my mouth, I think my hair is falling out. My elbow's bent, my spine ain't straight, my temperature is 108. My brain is shrunk, I cannot hear, there is a hole inside my ear. I have a hangnail and my heart is... What? What's that? What's that you say? You say today is Saturday? Goodbye, I'm going out to play.
An Irritating Creature by Jack Prelutsky. There's an irritating creature in my living room today. It's been there for a year now and it will not go away. The first time that I saw it, it was in my easy chair and displayed no inclination to forsake its station there.
I put it in a parcel and I left it at the store. The thing was there to greet me when I opened up my door. I took it to a forest and I tied it to a tree. I found it in my kitchen having sandwiches and tea.
I wrapped it in, I stamped it, sealed it shut with tape. I mailed it to a mountain in the middle of Tibet. I returned to see it sitting on my brand new TV set.
I concealed it in a rocket that was bound for outer space. It was back that very evening with a smile upon its face. It appears I can't evict it, though I truly wish I could. It's entirely too tenacious. I suspect it's here for good. We're doing a duet with, he's doing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, and I'm doing another part of it that's, it sounds the same, but it's different.
Tiddly-pum, the more it goes, tiddly-pum, the more it goes, tiddly-pum, on snowing. And nobody knows, tiddly-pum, how cold my toes, tiddly-pum, how cold my toes, tiddly-pum, are growing.
Hug-a-War by Shel Silverstein. I will not play a tug-of-war, I'd rather play a hug-a-war, where everyone hugs instead of tugs, where everyone kisses and rolls on the rug. Where everyone kisses and everyone grins and everyone laughs and everyone wins.
Jumper Jiggle by Evelyn Bayer. Frogs jump, caterpillars hump, worms wiggle, bugs jiggle, rabbits hop, horses clop, snakes slide, seagulls glide, mice creep, deer leap, puppies bounce, kittens pounce, lions stalk, but I walk.
A poem by Emily Dickinson. The mountain sat upon the plain in his tremendous chair, his observation omnifold, his inquest everywhere. The seasons played around his knees like children round a sire, grandfather of the days is he, of dawn the ancestor.
Dentist sat down in the chair. And the dentist said,
"Now tell me, sir, why does it hurt and where?"
And the crocodile said,
"I'll tell you the truth. I have a terrible ache in my tooth."
And he opened his jaws so wide that the dentist he climbed right inside. And the crocodile cried,
"You're hurting me so. Please put down your pliers and let me go."
The dentist just laughed with a
ho, ho, ho.
And he said,
"I still have 12 to go." I confess, what's one crocodile tooth more or less?
Then, suddenly, the jaws went snap. The dentist was gone right off the map. To north, south, east, or west. He left no forwarding address, but what's one dentist, more or less?
Spring. Spring flies in on the wings of a bird. Spring blows in on the breeze. Spring springs up in fresh green grass. Spring bursts out on the trees. Spring rains down in an April shower. Spring flows along in a brook. All of a sudden, there it is. Spring's everywhere you look.
This poem is called Sun Greetings. We have learned yoga actions to go with it. Oh dear golden sun, each morning you come to light the world, so old and wise, yet with each morning you look so bright and young. All the birds sing their songs to you, the animals play merrily through your day, the green grass and pretty flowers watch you sail across the sky. Whatever you touch is warm with life, everything moves by the power of your love, in the dance called growing up and growing old. Like a baby seed growing to become a wise old tree.
Mice are rather nice. Their tails are long, their faces small, they haven't any chins at all. Their ears are pink, their teeth are white, they run about the house at night. They nibble things they shouldn't touch, and no one seems to like them much, but I think mice are nice.
Rain by Robert Louis Stevenson. The rain is raining all around. It falls on field and tree. It rains on the umbrellas here and on the ships at sea.
The end. When I was one, I had just begun. When I was two, I was hardly new. When I was three, I was hardly me. When I was four, I was not much more. When I was five, I was just alive. But now I'm six, and I'm clever as clever. So now I think I'll be six forever.
A Boat Feat by Margaret Hillert. A centipede is not complete unless it has 100 feet. A spider needs 8 for speed. Others cannot go without 6, or 4 by the score. But 2 is enough for you-know-who to take me where I want to go.
Wiggly Giggles. I've got the wiggly wiggles today, and I just can't sit still. My teacher says she'll have to find a stop me wiggle pill. I've got the giggly giggles today, and I just don't know why. But if Mary hiccups one more time, I'll giggle till I cry. I've got to stand my wiggles out and hold my giggles in. For wiggling makes me giggle, and gigglers never win.
Bird Talk by Dr. Leland Jacobs. Whippoorwill and hoo-hoo-hoo, that's how a bird will talk to you. Bob-o-link and chee-chee-chee, that's how a bird will talk to me. Chirp-chirp-chirp and squawk-squawk-squawk, that's the way for a bird to talk.
We're doing Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound in a duet by John Newton.
Winter, my nose has grown lonely. Those beautiful colored smells that come in springtime only. The purple smell of lilacs, the yellow smell that blows across the hairy meadow where the bright thrushia grows, the lowly smell of tall peach smell of peach trees, the lowly smell of clover, the great green smell of grass the whole wide world over.
Mud by Polly Chase Boyden. Mud is very nice to feel, all squishy squashy between the toes. I'd rather wade in wiggly mud than smell a yellow rose. Nobody else but the rose bush knows how good mud feels between the toes.
Carrot seeds.
How do little carrot seeds in packages, you know, remember how their parents looked or the proper way to grow, instead of making cabbages or onions in a row?
Too small. Beetles' faces are so small, you cannot tell if they smile at all, or if they like to laugh or giggle, or even have a... Beetles' faces are so stiff, you cannot tell if their noses sniff. And if they try to talk to you, you cannot hear them even if you scrunch down near them.
Unforeseen wilderness. The world cannot be discovered by a journey of miles, no matter how long, but by a spiritual journey, a journey of just one inch, at which the ground arrives at our feet and we learn to be at home.
I meant to do my work today, but a brown bird sang in the apple tree, and all the leaves were calling me. The wind went sighing over the land, tossing the grasses to and fro, and a rainbow held out its shining hand, so what could I do but laugh and go?
One Inch Tall by Shel Silverstein. If you were only 1 inch tall, you'd ride a worm to school. The teardrop off a crying ant would be your swimming pool. A crumb of cake would be a feast, and last you 7 days at least. And flea would be a frightening beast if you were 1 inch tall.
If you were only 1 inch tall, you'd walk beneath the door, and it would take about a month to get down to the store. A bit of fluff would be your bed, you'd swing upon a spider's thread, and wear a thimble on your head if you were 1 inch tall.
If you were 1 inch tall, you'd surf across the kitchen sink upon a stick of gum. You couldn't hug your mama, you'd just have to hug her thumb. You'd run from people's feet in fright. To move a pen would take all night. This poem took 14 years to write, because I'm just 1 inch tall.
We're gonna do a little song here called Baby Beluga. It's a song about whales. The kids said, oh, it's Micah's favorite song, I understand. This is dedicated to Micah and all the whales of the world. Anyway, so the kids have been doing a bit with whales. They adopted some whales and learning about whales. And this song is a good song to be doing because we've been learning about whales. Oh, it's a song about whales. Not whales in Scotland or near Scotland. Okay. Sorry, I looked very funny. Okay.
Baby beluga, oh baby.
the little white whale on the